is boi minei. He has to shout out like this from him. Maho sheyoyid odom v'eshet chogoy. You have your stepson, then you marry the wife that had a son from before, and that son got married. Can you say this now for the wife? As the gay to her, Rashi says, anichse meluk shalor. She has her own property. She needs edus now. And you know that the property belongs to her. Are you kosher or not? The Morian says, the Suri army and Suri, they said lashon like this, Baal Kishta. The Vav the Apostle, that a husband is like a wife and a wife is like the husband. So the same way the father cannot say edus on his stepson, the same way you cannot say edus to his wife, because his wife is Kishta. But from this, said the same lashon like this, Isha Kabaila. A wife is like a husband, the same thing. The mice exceeded like one. And therefore, since a father is also the same to a stepson, the same way you can't say to the wife. The Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Nachman, Minayin, how do we know this? Shoisha Kabaila, how do we know this klal, that anytime Sulim, a husband and a wife are equal, they're both mamash, the same person. To see what the prophet says, Ervas Achi Avicha Loisigala, don't live with Achi Avicha, your father's brother, his wife. El Ishto Loisikrav, don't go near his wife. Doschi, she's called your aunt. Taloi Eshet Doidehi, I really should not really your aunt. All she is your uncle's wife. But she's not related to you. It's only him, your uncle. But his wife is a stranger to you. Nechlal, the apostle is teaching us, no, the Isha Kabaila, that the Maista, the husband, is your uncle. So therefore, the wife is considered like your aunt. Even though it's only an aunt through marriage, but that's this klal, ishtek agufay. For psulim, Adis also would say this klal, ishtek agufay. Anytime the husband is a korafil, you're possible to say this for the husband, you're also to say Adis to his wife also. That's the klal, erba sachi avicha, that does he, she sitted your aunt. All right, turn off. The other one says, Ubal imoi, and the husband of your mother, Ubal Imoi, who he's purpose aidus for you, Ubinoi Bukhasna, his son, and his son in law. So the Gemara Binoi, Hainu Wachis, like his son, it's sort of like your brother. And you both have the same mother. He says, so your mother's brothers. What's the Chiddush? Yechub Shita. It's your brother from the same mother. Om Rabbi Yimio, Le Nitzcho, but the Chiddush is, Ela Li Achei Huach. So the brothers are the brother. Shasha Cheyach, Ben Sheyesh Lebal Imoi Mishachers, a son that the Baal Imoi that your husband has from another wife, your Pesloi, of Nei Shehu Achi Yochid. He's your brother's brother. That's the Chiddush. It's like, you know, your mother married another husband, and he had a son from a different wife, and you're from the first wife, right? It's like stepbrothers, right? Stepbrothers are all supposed to say this one to another. Eliachayach. Rav Chizda Achsha Bechayach. No, must be possible, Rav Chizda. Chizda's no. Step brothers, since they have no kivul adadi, they have different fathers and different mothers. The ma'isa then, the psalms of the ksherim, Achsha Bechayach, he said a kosh lechayedis one for another. Omalei said to him, Leshmilecho, didn't you hear? Hod Rav Yimya? What Rav Yimya said, Rav Yimya said no, the psalm. Omalei Leshmile, yeah, I heard, but I don't hear like him. Kleimar, I didn't hear me, and Kleimar, no, it's really, I don't hear like him. Yochai for the Gemara, so, if stepbrothers, Aksherim, if so, Hainu Ochis. So, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Mamish brothers from the same mother, by Baal Imoi, means that your mother remarried, but the brothers are from the same mother, so the mother, again, that's Trita. What's the Chiddush? Trita the brothers, Yochai, Hainu Ochis. The Gemara in the Konami, I'll tell you, Tony Ochim Minah. First, the Mishnah says two brothers from the same father, Absulim Yedis. And it also says two brothers from the same mother, also Absulim. That's the Chiddush. We'll have later on, there's a man, the Yama that holds, by the mother, there's no Kriva. And the Rambam passing like that, look at Yedis. That if the only brothers from the same mother, there's no Absulim. Listen to the Isa. There's no Psul of the mother. The only Psul of Kriva is only through the father. But here, the Gemara says that. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is that you can have brothers from the same father, and brothers from the same mother, they're also psulim. Omer Chizda like this. Avi Chosin, the father of the Chosin, the Avi Kala, the Mechotanim. Is Midim Zeh Ozeh? They're allowed to be Yedis together. Two Mechotanim. The parents, the Kala's parents, and the mother, the Kala's father, and the Chosin's father, they're Chosin to be Yedim. So they're not like one another.
Russian, Russian. If they don't see, we've been missing our body. They're not like one another. Yeah. That's the case. If we don't serve the cross of the children, they become crazy and they'll live. Ela ki achla v'dom l'abodi, ela ki achla l'dana. That she says, ki magufo ha-shem l'dom l'chaviz. We only like chaviz for the barrel. But each barrel is different. So the kids said, there's two different mishpachis, and they're not kosher. So therefore, the mechatanim are sharing to the eidos one for the other. That's the question of achla l'dana, like a cover for the pitcher, for the barrel. Omar rabba barbachona. Meyid odom l'ishta yarusa. A person is allowed to say eidos for his wife, if he only had kedushin, he only made erusin, he did not make nisuyin. Is that the say Baal Ishtar Kagufay, that your wife is like Gufay, she's possibly, you're possibly being ate for her, that's only after nisuyin. But if you only make kedushin, erusin, he or she's kshayra, you're allowed to be after Edis, they gave it to your wife. No? No. No, Kerusa, Bani Bani Sui, she's possibly. Arusa's mutter. Omer Ravina, may a more nello lafuki minay. That's only to say, hey, this, if you want to get away, you ask lafuki, take away from her. That's what lechayv lo. Velishchayv lebal dina. That it's only, when are you remember to say, if you're saying something bad for her, like you're taking something away from her. So, to cause no heavy, cause the man shle nefra. You're not called the curse, so what cause the man didn't marry yet, you didn't make me see him. So therefore, if you're going to take something away from her, then you say you're not psul. But the question, you want to give her something, you're saying it is, and she should keep it, then we say it's certainly a puzzle. Why? Because even though right now you won't get it, she's only a rooster, she's not a nesuya, but you have that to make nesuya with her. So you have the neighbor afraid, your chash mashaki here, your korov, because you know that eventually you're going to make nesuya. And then you'll keep, you'll have hanof on the property. You'll leave the parents. So therefore, right now you're puzzled for that aid. Hallelujah, Lord. If you want to say this, that she deserves, receives property, for that we do not believe the husband. Mar says, well, it's not true though. Leshna lafuki leshna leluya lemehem. Mar says, no, the maskonas aren't that. Neither both ways, a husband is not neman even on his wife, which is only in Arusa. Why? My bad, what do you want to tell me? That what she has me to say? That she's not called the curse, to the young rabchiya barami, mishmei dula, ishtay Arusa. If you have a wife, you only make kedushin with her, you don't make nisuyin, and she dies, le'einin. You don't have a lack of an einin. You're not also, if you're a kohen, you're not also the kachim, you have no din aninus if it's only your wife from Erisin dies. Le'metamalo, if you're a kohen, you have no right to be metamalo to her. That's what a kohen can be metamalo to his wife, it's only if he had nisuyin. But ishte arusa, it's a metamalo. The same, he the same of the opposite way. If the husband dies, le'einus, she doesn't have hilchus aninus. And if she's a kahanis, she also can be matama to him.
So let's see, what does it say here about Rashi?
Oh, yeah, Rashi just says, Einu mitzvah sasek boy. She's not mitzvah, you're right. She's just not mitzvah. She doesn't have a tzvah to take care of him. Like this, she'll have a tzvah to take care of her husband. If it's only an arusa, she doesn't have a tzvah to take care of him. Meisa, if the wife dies, Einu yosha. The husband is not yashana. Meisu, if the husband dies, Gerdik sabasa. She has the right to collect ksuba. So what do you see here? That if your wife is only an arusa, she's not called a real wife, there's no real kuvah. So Mora says, no. Hosam b'sheira tolu rachmona. These halachas are tolu in b'sheira. Sheira means a real strong kuvah. That's only if and assume if you live with her. Akati lav sheira. She's not called your real sheira. You live with her. But halachah over here, from Sul Abis, the small is, m'shima kuvah daita. We're afraid you may lie for her because you're close to her, you like her. If so, v'ikrav adaita lagabo. Lamai says, since you married her, so she's called Kol. And therefore, even though she's only an Arusa, you just made Kedushin, Habad is possible for her husband to say this upon his wife. Chogel about it. Now the Mishnah says if you have a stepson, you only psul the father to the stepson backwards, but not the children. Tell Rabbanim. Chogel about it. A stepson only him, not his son. We have Yosi Yayma Gisai. Yosi says no, a brother-in-law. We'll see what that means. For time, Yiddish learn like this. Gisai Levadai. By your brother-in-law, only he is also to say this to you. But his son is Mutter. Have you the way Machoga? Yudha says even a stepson also. My come, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, okay, come, this is what it means to say. Choga levadai, the Tanakam is saying that a stepson, only he is also to you. And Buadin Lagisai, the same thing your brother-in-law, only he is also to you. But not his children. V'yosu, Rabbi Yosef Lemayn, Rabbi Yosef wants to say no. Gisel of Adai. I'll tell you what, a brother-in-law, only he is also to you. Ruadim Chorgoy. And the same thing back, Chorgoy is also, only he is also to you. So it comes out, they're both saying what? To the brother-in-law, only he is also, and not the son. So the Mori Alamas Nisan, that's what our Mishnah said, it's only Gisel. And now Mishnah says, clear analysis. Our Mishnah says, Gisel, brother-in-law, who will B'nai V'chasnoi, him, his son, and his son-in-law, is Sulem, is also to you. If so many, who does the Mishnah go like? Lord of you, the Lord of Yosef, like neither of them. He told me they're both saying now that a brother-in-law, only he himself is possible, but not his son. So Yellow rather ought to come. This is what the Mishnah, this is what the Brisa means here. Chorgo and Levada. Kind of comes like this. Only your stepson do we say only he is possible and not his children. Avagisai, but a brother-in-law, no. Who ubnei v'chasnoi? A brother-in-law, his son-in-law is also possible to you. The Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Lemayn, and all the opposite. That Gisel of Adai, they're saying opposites. That only your brother-in-law, he is also. Our Chorgoy, but your stepson, he holds, who will B'nai V'chosnai? So therefore, it's good, the Mishnah, at least, the Mishnah comes out like the Tanakhama. That only Chorgoy is Levadai, but a brother-in-law is a B'nai, is also also. Fred Yomaro, the Yellow Horde, Tanya of Chiyot Rabchi learned, Shemay Novis, there are eight main Kuvis, that you have their sons and their grandsons also, and then their son-in-laws, in Shein Eskim the Abbas. 3 times 8, you get 24. The Chur Khan, who's it go like? Come on. Lurk of Yes, Lurk of Yehuda. It's like neither of them. Because the blood of the blood, you don't have 8. And Lurk of Khan, this is what I mean to say. Chorgoy Levadai. That Chorgoy is the only one. Avo Gisoy, but by your brother-in-law, who will B'nai V'chosnoi? They are Psulim. The Yosra of Yesu Lameima. Gisoy Levadai, the Kol Shechein Chosnoi. And he owes Kol Shechein Chosnoi is only him and not the rest of them. Or Mastisin of Yehuda and Achamdra, Mishnah goes according to Yehuda. And Bryce to Rabbi Yosef, and the Bryce that goes according to Rabbi Yosef. But our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, then you do have 8. It's only Chorgoy that has 1, but the rest of them have them and their children and their son-in-laws. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmurim, Halacha to Rabbi Yosef. Like a Paschal like Rabbi Yosef, that Gisel of Hadai, the Kol Shechein Chorgoy, that we take a Paschal, the Gisel is also only himself and not his son. Look at Rabbi Yosef. Now, who matanta, there was a shtar matana. They the chasim yalor trei gisi. Their two brother-in-laws were edim. They signed on the shtar. So who? The shtar is possible. You have two brother-in-laws signing. They're possible to be edim. We had before. Not only they're possible one to another, but they're possible to say for other people. So Rabbi Yosef lachshurei. Rabbi Yosef had the same over the kasha. The Emma Yudah Mashalach Rabbi Yosef. How come Rabbi Yosef? That what the chorgoy, only they are also. Or the gisi, only he is also. Or the abayi mimayit Rabbi Yosef the masnisin. The machshir begisai. Then we have Yosef the Brisa, the Psilah begisai. Maybe we pass with the Brisa, the whole this puzzle. Lo segadaitach. The Yamashumach going on no Pinchas. It means like me and Pinchas. They have a achai begisai. Like my brother-in-law.
So you're maybe telling your brother to a brother-in-law, but not two brother-in-laws that are puzzle. So I didn't know what to say. I meant to say two brother-in-laws are puzzle. I didn't want to say, Abagisha di Alma, Shafadama maybe. So I said, no, but Dumer, I meant to say, then I know Pinchas Mishum the Gisai Kamo. It just meant to say like a lesson of brother-in-laws, but not a brother to a brother-in-law, but maybe even two brother-in-laws, one to another, also apostle. So then the apostle, or Malay said to his soul, Zil Kanye Begum Siva, you know what? Don't use the shtar the way it is, but make it, give it over in front of Adam. Make it like, according to Rebbe Lezer Shita is, Adam Masir Kasi. So there's no, Rabbi Rababam, Moid Rebbe Lezer, Mazuyuk Matoichoi. Rebbe Lezer also agrees though, that if it's Mazuyuk Matoichoi, inside the Seer's Pestle, it's no good. And here, Shu Pestle, here inside the Adam that signed up Suwim. Omlai said, listen, Zil go out, where Shaf Kami, Dias Vinuchor, they don't let me give it to you. There's a Nechnami, this star is Pestle, you cannot use this star, you have to have a Kenyan, another type of a Kenyan. Alright, we'll stop here. Yes, we're holding the Chof Chesem Abayz, the bottom Gemara. The Abiyudoyna. And our Mishnah Abiyudu says that by Kroivim, that's what we say after the Korv dies, that they become Mutter. The Abiyudu says a Chiddush. Abiyudu holds Afilu Mesa Bito, V'yeshloi Bonim, Mimeno Hareza Korv. Well, you have a son-in-law, like you had your daughter got married. So, Poshe, the son-in-law is a relative to you because of your daughter. Let's say your daughter dies, so Poshe, then he becomes Mutter, you're not a Korov anymore. If you just have a Chiddush in the Mishnah, let's say they had children, though.
even though your daughter died, but your daughter gave off children, so since you have children from your son-in-law is still called a karev to you. You're still offered to be a neder, to be a dayin. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Tomorrow says, Omer Rav Tanchim, Omer Rav Tavl, Omer Rav Bruna. Omer Rav, halacha karev Yehuda. We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Rover Omer Rav Nachman, ain't halacha karev Yehuda. No, we do not pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, your brother, your son-in-law is only also calls the man, your daughter's alive. But when your daughter dies, your son-in-law is not a karev anymore. You're smutter to be edus or to be a dayin. And the Omer Rav Bar Machon Omer Rav Yechanan, ain't halacha karev Yehuda. We do not pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. And Ika Dimaster Law, some learn Laho, the Rabba Bar Bachona Ho. Some learn that the Rabba Bar Bachona said we paskin like on this halacha. That it says, Ezu Doras Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is what Rabbi Yosi Aglili Darshan. That the Posek says, Ulbos El HaKahanim HaLeviyim V'El HaShoifet HaShiyya B'yom HaMehim. You should come to the current of labor to the Shoifet, that will be at your times. So the question is, the Chisala Adaitcho, where a person thinks in his mind, Shodam Holach Eitzel Shofet Shiloi Hoye Biyomov, that a person will go to the Shofet that's not his, at his times. Can a person think that way? Elazeh Shohoye. So what is the pasuk telling us? That you should go to the Shofet that's at your times. So it means to say it like this: Elazeh Shohoye Karev, that once he was your son-in-law, and therefore when he was your son-in-law, that dying is possible to be a dying for you. He can't be a Shofet for you. But v'nisrachik. But now your daughter died, so now the son-in-law is not a karev to you anymore. So he's mutter to be a dying for you. That's what the Mishnah means. That's what the pasuk means. So also the same thing, we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona Omar Rabbi Yechanan Halacha Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We take a pasuk like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That at any time when the karev dies, so now they're not a karev to you, she is mutter to be a dying. Mara says, B'nei Chamua, the Demar Ukva. Ma Ukva's father-in-law's children, his sons, which was really his wife's brother. So Kozuman Marukfa was married to his wife. Her brothers are also to say to be a dayan. So